Housing subsidies go to more than 75,000 households in Wisconsin. Some of those lower income people say they're very grateful for the government help. A boombox plays holiday music in the lobby of Convent Hill, an apartment complex run by the City of Milwaukee Housing Authority. Semi-retired Reverend Lucy Gaynor Hunter has lived at Convent Hill for about a decade. She says she's especially glad that utility costs, which are rising quickly, are included in her monthly rent.
It's very affordable. You don't have to pinch pennies to eat. You eat whatever it is that you think that you like to eat.
But Reverend Hunter, who serves on a resident advisory board, is dismayed that many Wisconsin communities still have long waiting lines to get into subsidized housing. In Milwaukee, families might have to wait 3 years. The Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development says it's tried to reduce the waiting times. Wisconsin Field Office Director Del Reynolds says there's been some progress made in supplying housing for low-income elderly and the developmentally disabled. But he says many of the working poor seeking housing help have run into different spending priorities in Washington.
There are budget constraints in terms of any large increases as the years go on.
Some people have either tried to avoid the subsidy stalemate or now earn too much money for public housing and have bought their own homes. For many, the investment has been good. But thousands in Wisconsin and elsewhere who went with subprime loans have not been able to keep up with rising interest payments and higher utility bills. Foreclosures are way up over a year ago, though new numbers yesterday show the problem may be easing slightly. UW-Milwaukee poverty researcher Lois Quinn says renters who live in homes owned by financially strapped landlords are really feeling stretched.
There's a growing number of renters in the city of Milwaukee who are spending half of their income or more on housing, and often those incomes are quite low to begin with.
Quinn says unlike homeowners, renters have no home equity from which to draw. HUD's Del Reynolds agrees that both low-income renters and property owners in the unsubsidized market are feeling a squeeze. He says his department sponsors many free or low-cost counseling agencies and is part of an effort to allow home refinancing at more favorable rates with no prepayment penalty. Reynolds acknowledges some taxpayers believe subprime borrowers should have known better.
But I think there is a concern that purchasing housing and housing finance is complex, and people could have been misled.
With more foreclosures likely on the way, some social service groups are trying to help with small housing efforts.
One, two, three.
Leaders of New Covenant Missionary Baptist Church in Milwaukee held a groundbreaking this month for a low-income project called Boulevard Commons. Federal, state, and private dollars provide part of the financing. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority says more partnerships may be a way to supply homes for the working poor. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.